Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Deacon, our Browns analyst, joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I saw Deacon in the booth yesterday for the first time.
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to bring me good luck, but
almost did.
You know, it's funny that you say that, D, because when the Browns were up 20-6, somebody came up to me and said, "You got to come here every week now."
Oh yeah,
and that went out the window in the second half. I don't have to come back now. But you know, the mistakes, Doug, the turnovers, the penalties are killing this team, because overall they played a pretty decent game yesterday. But those huge mistakes seem to kill them every week.
Well, the old adage is shoot yourself in the foot. Anytime you're -3 in the giveaway takeaway, I think your chances of winning are like 10%, and you just can't do that. And then you throw in a blocked punt. Overall, the offensive line had a decent day. They didn't give up a sack. They couldn't get it in on the 1 yard line. But overall, you get a 100 and some yards out of Chubb. It's not a bad day, but they just haven't played a complete game, and they showed flashes of being a real good football team yesterday, and then there was flashes of not being a real good football team.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that they keep just shooting themselves in the foot. What do you think about the interceptions? You know, I've been trying to defend Baker a little bit here. I thought he made some good throws yesterday. Yeah, he was off on a few. I think the Hilliard one was behind him, but it still should be caught. Should not be an interception. What do you make of Baker Mayfield's
performance? Well, you know, the thing is, you know, you look at the interceptions, a lot of more challenged throws. Now, you look at Russell Wilson, who hasn't thrown a pick all year. He didn't have any really challenged, throws where, somebody had a chance to pick it as much. So, I think, part of it is, on Baker trying to force it and, having that gunslinger mentality. But also, I think it's, part of it on receivers not, getting open.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deek, the offensive line yesterday, that was a positive. After that terrible, their worst game of the year against the Niners, you could argue, they maybe had their best game of the year, certainly this game or the Ravens game. Baker was not sacked at all, and he wasn't pressured all that much.
Well, yeah, and I think you have to look at, who was, rushing the passer on the other side. They had Clowney, but Clowney didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
But, you look at the Ravens, they've lost some of their pass rush bite when Suggs left and Za'Darius Smith. But, then you look at, the 49ers, and they had the three, number ones up front, three out of the five that could, really get after the quarterback. And, it's a personnel matchup, each and every week. And, yesterday was a pretty good personnel matchup up front for us.
What'd you make of Frey's decision at the end of the first half? I think you have to at least make Seattle use one more timeout, because you can't give them the ball back with the timeout with Russell Wilson. I think that was a mistake.
I think, you got to milk the clock.
Milk the clock.
More. You want to be the last one to score. And I think, we got into a little bit of an anxious state there where, we could have milked the clock to the point that, if we didn't even get in, we kick a field goal, they don't have any time. And I just think we got a little anxious there.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Deek, Baker got a little banged up, came back in the game. You think his injuries have played a role? I mean, there's been some rumors that maybe he's been a little banged up for a while. Are you buying any of that, or is that an excuse?
No, I just think it's, getting some chemistry with the people he's playing with. And, when they're in sync, they look good. And, there's times that you sit there and say, gosh, I wish they would have played the preseason together.
I don't know. At this point, though, I mean, a lot of guys didn't play in the preseason on a lot of teams.
Well, that's true.
I can't.
But it's still, I mean, you've got, the receivers, obviously Jarvis was with them last year, and
right.
That seems to be pretty good. But him and Odell, something, there's a couple of throws that are back behind Odell or just a little out, far out in front, where I think, they're not always on the same page. And, you know, the mystery is, you know, where is Rashard Higgins?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Like, is he in the doghouse or did he do something wrong?
I asked that question today in the press conference, and Freddie said no. And, you know, he said he just came back from an injury, and, you know, we're trying to, you know, ease him, you know, in a little bit.
Yeah.
And
but Callaway came. I know it wasn't an injury with Callaway, Doug, yeah. but he came back, and they put him right in the mix. That was weird to me.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, he said there was a package in which, you know, Rashad was involved in, but they never got to that package.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deke, you know, Myles Garrett had two sacks yesterday. He was criticized a lot last week. What did you think of his game overall?
Well, I think Miles put some heat on. But the thing is, you know, with Russell Wilson there, you know, a lot of times you just can't, you know, go flying up the field because, you know, he just burns you with the run. And, you know, it was like early in the game that, you know, he got the touchdown run. And then sometimes you look like, you know, they were almost spying on him, you know, across the border, just trying to keep him in the pocket. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of credit goes to Russell Wilson. I mean, that guy is, you know, one heck of a, what, he's 70-some percent and hasn't thrown a interception all year. I mean, with Kansas City getting beat last night, I think he's the league leader for the league MVP.
You think Baker Mayfield is really banged up? I mean, he looked really the hip and the shoulder and stuff. Like, going into this bye week, I think it's huge. Because I think last year, you know, that Chargers game, remember when Baker got a little bit nicked up? He didn't look like he was himself for a couple of weeks until he finally had time to get healed up.
Yeah, I always felt it. You know, if you're not banged up, you're not playing. And, you know, Baker is one of those guys that, you know, he's not going to show you that he's hurt. And, you know, he's a competitor. And, you know, sometimes you think that, you know, I can play with this and play with that. And, yeah, you know, you kind of wonder because some of the throws are a little bit off and things like that. He did have his first rushing touchdown of his career yesterday, but you know, overall, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, it's something that, you know, would really totally affect him. There might be a throw or two that is a little off because of it, but for the most part, I think, you know, you got to give him credit. You know, he's a team player and he's going to play, you know, whether he's hurt or not.
Deke, I get that the call on Jarvis Landry was a terrible call.
Oh yeah,
but you can't blame penalties for losing a game. And we had Freddie a couple of weeks ago saying the league's out to get Odell. Sheldon Richardson basically said the league is against us. I mean, if the whole team has that attitude, I think that's a bad attitude, Dad. The league's not out to get the Browns. That's silly.
No, when you start pointing the finger at somebody else, then, you know, four of them are pointing back at you.
Yeah.
And I agree that, yeah, the illegal block was a terrible call.
Yeah.
I was surprised, you know, on the I just went back and looked because, you know, Hubbard being downfield on the one completion, you know, he's on the other side, but he did go downfield. And the thing is, you know, if you don't have anybody to block, then you help out one of the other interior linemen to make sure that their guy doesn't get there. And, that's just a little bit of common sense.
By the way, what's remarkable about Baker, I mean, only Cam Newton, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen have a worse completion percentage than Baker.
Yeah, and Baker's got some pretty good receivers.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's out of sync. We saw flashes of it yesterday, but, we just haven't seen consistency, and I think that's what, you know, they're trying to do. And one of the good things is, T.J. Carey came in there today, and he was talking, and, you know, he was saying what Freddie said. So the guys are listening to Freddie. That's the good part. You know, he doesn't have guys, you know, with their minds elsewhere. But, you know, they just, you know, have to put a complete game together. And, you know, they've got, other than New England, the second half of the schedule looks a little bit better than the first half. And, you know, hopefully they can regroup and, you know, get themselves together and play like, you know, a team rather than, you know, just 11 independent contractors.
All right, Deke, enjoy the week off. We'll talk to you again after New England.
Well, I'm going back to Illinois to see them play Wisconsin, so I don't think it's going to be a good
one. That's
going to
be ugly.
Ooh, 28-point dogs.
I mean, they hung in there with Michigan, though.
Yeah.
They came back. Michigan tried to give it away.
Back. I'll give them credit for coming back, but they couldn't finish the deal.
How about that Dick Butkus statue that he's put out in front of Shane Bain's
Stadium? The shame of it is this is the Ironman's week this week, which all the Lettermen, you know, come back, and it just happened to, you know, fit in my schedule. But why wouldn't they do Dick Butkus when his teammates were around?
Good point.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of frustrating because knowing Dick, you know, he's a great guy, great football player, and it's a shame.
What was he like as a player?
what was he like as a player? Yeah. You didn't want to get in his way. And, you know, I tell you what, I would cut anybody. I'd cut guys going back to the huddle. Dick Butkus was the only guy I wouldn't cut because I had too much respect for him.
He could stuff. Awesome, enjoy, man. The time. Okay. Enjoy your trip to Illinois.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
okay,
Doug man. Deacon, Browns analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.